Hey, good morning and happy new year. First person we're going to do is Ricks, R-I-C-K-S, last name, first name, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. This is a paragraph. This is a 67-year-old gentleman with cancer, extended metastatic disease, cancer of GI origin with extensive metastatic disease into the lungs, right side, history of hepatitis B. Patient's GI cancer is patient colon cancer, which was diagnosed in 7/20/20. Has now developed an extensive disease with metastasis and progression of the disease, as was mentioned, into the liver and other sites, including mediastinum. Here in the paragraph, patient has lost. Has lost a tremendous amount of weight with the potent calorie malnutrition period. The paragraph, his initial evaluation was in 2018, where a patient was admitted to the hospital with rectal bleeding and a mass was found to be infiltrative adenocarcinoma, moderately differentiated, period. Patient subsequently had T2 lesions within the patient final diagnosed with a T2 lesion with no lymph node involvement. A patient underwent chemotherapy, chemoradiation therapy, and subsequently completed a cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph, since the admission, patient has had multiple radiation and chemotherapy, has had multiple doses of radiation and chemotherapy, some causing complications most recently. But most recently, patient has been found to be unresponsive to treatment. Patient was found to have a albumin down to 3.2. patient subsequently has decided against any further chemo radiation therapy. And has been subsequently admitted to hospice after a very lengthy hospital admission at Memorial Hermann related to neutropenic fever, pneumonia, and empyema. Patient required a hospitalization. Patient required in-stay at SNF unit in the Heights. Has finished the multiple course of antibiotics. Patient has had severe. Patient has been anemic, has had chronic diarrhea with severe weight loss. On 10/7/2021, patient developed normal pressure hydrocephalus with chest CT showing multiple pulmonary nodules with progression. Patient's care was discussed with patient and his son Roger, and no further chemo radiation therapy was offered. Patient has been placed on Magaze for severe weight loss and has been admitted to hospice for further care and end-of-life care. Thank you.